Now let's get back to Dave and Ben, who are driving around in a car park in Cambridge, hopefully not causing any havoc, and but no doubt attracting some strange looks because they've got a helium balloon, but it's all in the name of kitchen science.
And just to remind you, they were asking you to put this helium balloon in the car and then pull away and then put the brakes on fairly sharpish and have a look what the balloon did. And we heard from Carrie Lunt in Second Life, who says, think of the air in the car as if it were water and the balloon was floating in it. What would happen to the water? Well, it would flow forward on braking, making the balloon go backwards. Let's find out if he's right.
Hello and welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still in Dave's car in a park and ride. Nobody's asked us to move yet, and we are starting to steam up a little bit, so we should probably get on with the experiment. So obviously, because we're in a car and we're moving, the first thing I'm going to do is strap myself in. We have a helium balloon here, and what we plan to do is hold it on the string in the middle of the car and then accelerate the car a bit and then slow it down again. It's important to remember, if you are trying this out, make sure you keep the balloon tied down so it can't float in front of the driver and distract him. So then, Dave, let's get started.
Let's start the car up.
Okay,
we'll accelerate away gently. And now stop.
Now that was very strange, because obviously when we started moving, I'm sure most people are familiar with the feeling, I felt like I was being pushed down into my seat, so I was being pushed backwards, and then when you hit the brakes I felt like I was being pushed forward. I was kind of straining against the safety belt, but watching the helium balloon it looked like it did exactly the opposite. It seemed to move forward when you first started moving and then backwards when you stopped. But maybe it actually didn't do that, it just appeared that it did that because I was moving forward and back with the car. So let's accelerate again, Dave.
Okay.
Now, it's definitely moving forward when I'm being pushed back, and hit the brakes. And this is unbelievable. I don't understand this. I am definitely being pushed forward when you hit the brakes, but the helium balloon moves quite quickly towards the back of the car. What's going on? Why does it seem that exactly the opposite happens to me?
The strange thing about the helium balloon is it's actually lighter than the air around it. We can use a quite nice model of what's going on. It's just a bottle of water with a bubble in it.
Well, you seem to conveniently have a bottle of water with a bit of air in the top there in your car. How can we use this to show what's happening with the helium balloon?
Okay, this is quite a similar situation to the helium balloon. We've got water, which is heavy, which is a bit like the air in the car, and then a bubble, which is much lighter than the water, which is a bit like the helium. When we accelerate the car, we're pushing everything forwards, but the things with the most inertia, which are the most dense, will tend to get left behind the most, and so we'll end up at the back of the car.
When you say the things with the most inertia, you mean the things that take more effort to get moving?
Yes, exactly. So the water's going to take much more effort to get moving, so the water should slosh to the back of the bottle, pushing the air to the front.
OK, well, let's see what happens. Yes, you're right, actually. As we are accelerating, the air bubble in this bottle of water is moving right to the front of the bottle.
And then when we stop, everything's going to try and carry on moving. The water's got the most inertia, so it's going to carry on moving the most, and so it's going to slosh to the front, leaving the bubble behind.
And yes, when we brake, all the air goes to the back. Now, this is despite me feeling like I'm being pushed forward. I can see the air in the bottle clearly being pushed to the back.
Yeah, that's because everything else is being pushed forwards much harder than the bubble is, so the bubble gets left behind and gets pushed to the back.
And so I'm guessing that the helium balloon is acting like the bubble in the bottle of water.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. When you accelerate, everything gets pushed to the back of the car, but the air is denser than the balloon, so it gets pushed back harder. So it sloshes to the back of the car, so the balloon gets pushed forwards. And when you brake, the air sloshes to the front of the car, so the balloon gets pushed backwards.
That's really fantastic. I would never have thought that a helium balloon would do exactly the opposite to what I was feeling. But is there any way that we use this effect in real life?
You get a similar effect when you go around a corner. Normally, if the car turns left, you feel like you're being thrown to the right. But you should find the helium balloon gets thrown to the left.
Should we give that a go?
We certainly can.
OK, so I've put the water down. Again, I have the helium balloon in front of me, and we're going to drive and turn a sharp right and see what happens. And yeah, I can feel me being pushed across to the left, and I can see the helium balloon being pushed towards the right. This is really fantastic because it's definitely not what you expect. We're going in a circle now, and clearly I'm leaning at a very different angle to the angle that the balloon's going at. This is amazing, Dave. Do they use this anywhere else?
Well, this is the principle on how a centrifuge works. If you want to separate things which are different densities, you basically spin them round in a circle. the denser things will get thrown to the outside and the less dense things will get thrown towards the middle.
So this is how they separate things like blood. When you go and give blood, they'll centrifuge it out so that they can keep the blood cells but get rid of the other stuff.
Yeah, that's right. The blood cells are denser than the plasma, so they get thrown right to the outside, and so you can collect the blood cells from the outside and the plasma from the inside.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, once again, if you are going to try this out at home, do be careful. But next time you are on your way to a party and you have a helium balloon, just watch how it might not behave in the way that you expect.
Thank you very much to Ben and Dave. What a terrific experiment. You can find out all about how it works from our website, because Dave's written it all up. It's at nakedscientist.com/kitchen science, and there's about 100 more experiments like that, simple things that you can do at home that teach you important bits of science. We've heard from James in Beedley, who says the phrase, as useless as a chocolate teapot. How thick would the chocolate teapot need to be to brew tea for four people? Ben wants to do that for a Kitchen Science next time, so thank you for that idea, James. We'll see what we can do.